2 Corinthians chapter 4. For this reason, having this ministry according to how we have received mercy, we are not faint-hearted, but we have renounced shameful hidden things, not going about in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but in manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience before God. But if, on the other hand, our gospel is veiled, it is veiled among those who are on the road to perdition, among whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of those who do not believe, so that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, does not shine on them. For we do not proclaim ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, yet ourselves as your servants, for the sake of Jesus. For it is God who commanded light to shine from darkness, who has shone in our hearts for the enlightenment of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the immensity of the power should be of God and not of ourselves, in every respect oppressed, but not in straits, at a loss, but not at a total loss, persecuted, but not deserted, struck down, but not losing our lives, always carrying around in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, in order that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we who are alive are continually delivered to death on account of Jesus, in order that on the other hand the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So that death is at work in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what stands written, I have believed, therefore I have spoken, we also believe, and therefore also speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us through Jesus and present us with you. For all things are for your sake, so that grace, having increased with many people, may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. For this reason we are not faint-hearted, and even though our outward man is perishing, our inward man is renewed day by day. For the momentary light weight of our tribulation works for us an age-abiding weight of glory, which is exceedingly exceeding, while we do not look to the visible things, but the invisible things. For the visible things are temporary, but the invisible things are age-abiding.